unbelievable.
Yeah, congratulations. How are you feeling right now?
Right now I'm still kind of in disbelief, but I'm feeling pretty good.
Yes, I bet. Oh my gosh. So can you kind of just walk me through your story, where you bought your ticket and where you scratched it and kind of what that whole experience felt like?
Sure. I had about $6 on me, so I went over to Iowa Falls, Iowa, Casey's General Store, and got the ticket, walked back home to the College Street where I live now, and sat down on the couch and started scratching the first ticket, which was not a winner. And then I had to get up and cook some supper for the girls. When I sat back down for the second ticket, I started scratching, and it looked like it wasn't a winner at first, but I went through each box, and when I got to the bomb box, I seen the X and the four corners, and I felt just, I had to double check it like 10 times. And then I went to work that night, and I couldn't spit it out to my coworkers because they said I looked like a ghost walking in.
Oh, gosh. How exciting. So as you're going through that final box, the card four at the bottom, and you realize you see that X and you double check and you just realize that you won $25,000, like what's going through your mind? How are you feeling in that moment?
Oh, I kind of took my breath away. I mean, I had to sit down and catch my breath. And I just couldn't register in my head, like, if I was seeing what I was seeing.
Yeah. It's kind of one thing to daydream about winning the lottery, and I guess it's another thing entirely when you actually do it, huh?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, my gosh. How exciting that must have been. So, who all have you told about your win so far, besides, you mentioned your coworkers, I think?
Yep. Okay. I just got a job at McDonald's in Iowa Falls.
Okay, awesome.
And it was like a week I've been there, and they all know. My boyfriend knows. I just got a hold of him this morning. He's like, what?
Oh, that's awesome. So have you thought about what you're going to do with your winnings?
Me and my boyfriend, we're looking at apartments, so now we'll be able to actually go forward to moving in an apartment together and probably looking for a new car so we have a reliable one.
Awesome.
And then we'll probably just put the rest back for retirement.